play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Welcome back to Mattoon High School. Just about ready to get things tipped off. The Streaks in their home white, silver numbers trimmed in silver and black. Olney in their road black, orange numbers trimmed in white, orange trim. Stepping into the center circle, Deja Range for the Streaks. And it'll be Tara Hughes for Olney. I'm guessing about 5'10 or so. She towers over Deja a little bit, but Deja wins the tip. Streaks have it to start the game. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along with us here for our second game of the day between the Streaks and the Olney Tigers. Right wing, it is Andrea Sampson. Down on the right block, it goes to Chloe McCarthy. Put it on the floor, had it knocked away, and it's stolen. And coming up with the basketball is Anna Blank for Olney.
Streaks got to learn that. They're going to double down and to the post. So right there, Chloe turned her back, didn't see the guard coming down. Andrea's got to call that out so she knows that the defender's coming.
Out high right side, this is Blank with it, working against Kelsey Legg. Hands off to Colleen Inyard, drives down the right side, puts it up and in.
That's pick right there. It was by Kelsey Legg. She picked Deja. Deja couldn't get through and get to her player, and she went down the lane for a layup.
Streaks with it. Deja, top of the key. Gives to Riley Jenkins out high left side. She'll dribble left to the wing, now to the baseline, back out to the wing, and she'll bring it back out and reset for the Streaks.
She missed Deja underneath. Deja had a seal on the weak side block.
Now Riley down the left side lane. Nice dump off to Chloe McCarthy, but the shot's going to be blocked by Colleen Inyard. That was a nice job by Riley to draw the defender. The good defensive play, though, by Inyard. Streaks will have it on their own right baseline. It'll be Kelsey Legg to inbound.
I don't know what the discussion is here about. I mean, yeah, that was a clean block.
I don't know. Official went over to the scores table, made an indication. Now a nice pass on the inbound. Andrea Sampson got free as Olney fell asleep. Andrea lays it up and in on the pass from Kelsey Legg. We're tied at two. 6:47 to play here in the first quarter. Galesburg and Olney with the basketball. This is Haven Dahl, and it's stolen away by Riley Jenkins. Riley on the run down the right side, lays it up with the left hand, missed it, came up short. Rebound comes down to Anna Blank. Now down court running the floor is Inyard. Right side, high off the glass and in. Colleen Inyard with all four of Olney's points. They lead 4-2. Back the other way, Riley Jenkins to Andrea Sampson, right wing. Top of the key, it's Chloe McCarthy, left wing. Riley Jenkins down the left block. It goes to Deja. Strong move, high off the glass and in, and draws the foul on Logan Cobble.
Good strong take right there by Deja. Was able to absorb the contact and finish. Now here's where the Streaks have struggled a lot of this season, and then early in the earlier game, probably the only thing they struggled in, which is free throws.
Yeah, Streaks were just 3 for 8 in the game earlier, but Deja hits that one, and she's got 3 of the Streaks' 5. We have a 5-4 Galesburg lead with 6:14 to play here in the first quarter. This is Inyard with the basketball down the left side of the lane. Pulls up. Shot was partially blocked by Deja. Rebound goes to the floor, and it's going to go which way? It's going to go off of Inyard last, and the Streaks will bring it back this way.
It's a slow indication there by the official. I don't know what he was waiting for.
Had his hand straight up, and it's like, okay, is he pointing backwards with his hand? And then finally pointed the Streaks' direction. Chloe McCarthy, Deja range, top of the key, right wing, Riley Jenkins. Ooh, missed Chloe on the give and go, but Deja on the back door, left side. Deja came up short with a shot, and the rebound's going to go off Deja's hands, and I think she might have been surprised she was that wide open. Yeah. A little bit far into the basket, though, too.
Well, and it was great because you and I both had the same reaction there, which was that Riley missed Chloe, but Deja came behind her even more wide open than Chloe was.
And she did the right thing. Deja did not put the ball on the floor. She went straight up with it. Ball tipped away, and now diving after it was, who was it, Kelsey Legg, and it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to go back to Olney as she was diving after it along with Logan Cobble. First substitution, Lauren Livingston, and she'll replace Chloe McCarthy.
Earlier we saw Kelsey set a pick on Deja. That time it was Cobble stealing the ball from Blank as she ran through the dribble.
At high left side, this is Blank. Drives down to the left side, misses it. Rebound, Lauren Livingston makes an immediate impact, and she'll bring it down herself. Lauren Livingston across midcourt. Gives Kelsey leg, left wing. Deja Range, top of the key, out high right side to Riley Jenkins. Riley to Lauren Livingston, left wing. Thought she might have gotten away with a shuffle there. Now she gives it off to Riley out near the center circle. Gets a pick from Lauren, goes left. Hesitation dribble down the left side and gets hacked across the arm as she went up with it. I'm not sure if she was trying to shoot or pass, but got hacked across the arm. We'll come back the other way with it. It's Anna Blank with it. Now a near steal by Riley Jenkins, and Deja nearly tied up. Inyart now left baseline, three-pointer is up, and that is short. Rebound Riley Jenkins. The shot was by Cobble.
I almost think the Streaks need to start putting some more pressure on Blank. She doesn't look too sure-handed with the basketball right now. It's a third straight possession. It's gotten knocked away from her.
Pass underneath to Lauren Livingston. Couldn't hit the shot, and Cobble comes away with it. For Olney, 5-4 Streaks lead, 4:34 to play here in the first quarter. With it is Blank. Stops top of the key, fires a three, missed it. Rebound comes out long, though, to Hughes. Hughes leans up, Inyart. She leans up and in and puts it in. She's got all six of Olney's points. And they lead 6-5, 4:19 to play first quarter. Lauren Livingston, top of the key, fires a three from straight on. Ooh. In and out, no good. And the rebound, Deja fighting for it, but coming away with it is Haven Dahl. Dahl on the dribble. Nice look down, running the court on the left side, and missing the shot was Tara Hughes. Nice job bothering her defensively by Deja Range.
Not sure how there wasn't a travel there. Yeah. She kind of shuffled her feet a couple times to try to get herself squared up.
Back door, it was Lauren Livingston to Riley Jenkins. Riley made a nice fake toward midcourt, went back door on Hughes, and Hughes picks up the foul. That'll be the first foul on Tara Hughes, so Riley Jenkins will go to the free throw line with two shots. Nice pass by Lauren Livingston. 3:52 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 6-5. Riley Jenkins, the sophomore at the free throw line, hits the first. Well, this is a much better start from the foul line. Chloe McCarthy checks back in. Lexi Tucker in for the first time. Deja Range and Kelsey Legg get a break. First substitution for Olney has Brittany Black, and she replaces Colleen Inyart. Inyart with all six of their points now on the bench. Second shot for Riley is good. Her first 2 points of the afternoon. We're tied. Streaks should be up 7-6. Yeah, they still have it 6 on the board.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
This is Blank on the dribble, right side, and nearly stolen away by Riley Jenkins as she finally gets it away to
Kenzie.
We're
going to get a reach ball here on But it looked like she had all balls. She shoved that ball back into the gut of Weiler.
Yeah, and Weiler looked like she had lost her balance in the first place, and that kind of was losing the handle on it. Inbounding is Haven Dahl from the right baseline. Out high it comes to Blank. Blank dribbles left. Down the left side of the lane, scoops it off the glass, no good. Rebound by Black. She missed the shot, and then Lauren Livingston pulls down the second rebound for the Streaks. 3.5 to play first quarter. Chloe McCarthy lost a handle on it as the Riley Jenkins tried to get it to her. Her pass was a little bit high, and Chloe couldn't reel it in. Inyart back in. She replaces Hughes for Olney. Streaks lead 7-6 with 3:26 to play here in the first quarter.
After the hot first game between Riley Jenkins and Andrea Sampson, they've only combined for three shots in the early going here. You'd think we would try to go back to that well and see if it's still flowing.
This is Blank, goes left baseline, pulls up with a 10-footer, in and out, no good. Rebound got tapped around, and Lexi Tucker comes away with it. Nice job by Lexi, keeping her eye on it. Yeah. Out high left side, it is Lauren Livingston, now Riley Jenkins between the circles, right wing, Lexi Tucker. Bounces for Lauren Livingston, top of the key, Riley Jenkins to Lexi Tucker, down the lane, left side, can't hit the shot, but she's fouled by Brittany Black, and that'll be her first foul, already the third team foul on Olney, so Lexi Tucker goes to the free throw line with two shots.
Fouls called against the Tigers.
Again, pretty good ball movement by the Streaks. They're not able to get the last couple of times getting inside, have gotten fouled. There's been one block, but they're doing a nice job getting it inside as Lexi's first free throw bounces around and rolls through. Back in, Kelsey Legg gives Andrea Sampson a break. And in for Olney, coming back in, Logan Cobble. Lexi Tucker at the free throw line. Second shot is up and good. So the Streaks, 5-for-5 from the line to start this game. And Lexi will get a break as Deja Range checks back in. 9-6, Streaks lead. 2:53
2:52, yep.
To play here in the first quarter. This is black out between the circles. Out high right side, it goes to Weiler.
Should be streak ball. I think Weiler was the last one to touch it.
Yeah, the officials are going to discuss it. I don't think either one of them saw it. We'll call a jump ball if neither one of you saw it. Oh, they are giving it to the streaks. Okay, and they didn't call a jump ball, so the possession arrow stays the same way, which I don't even know which direction it's pointing anyway. Okay.
Yeah, we won the tip.
Okay, so. That's right. We haven't had a tie-up since then. Riley Jenkins down the lane, left side, kicks out to the left baseline, and we're going to have a foul. It's going to be on the floor, though, because she passed the ball. That's one she'll learn at some point when that whistle blows and there's contact to go ahead and go up for the shot. But she was making the pass out to Chloe fouls McCarthy.
Fouls on Inyart, which with the way she started, that's a good sign.
Inbound to Kelsey Legg, right block up off the glass and good on the feed from Chloe McCarthy. Usually it's Kelsey making that inbound pass, and that time she gets the feed from Chloe McCarthy, puts it up and in. 11-6, streaks lead, 2:23 to play first quarter. Black on the dribble, out high right side to Weiler. Weiler goes baseline, cut off by Lauren Livingston, but Lauren's going to be called for the foul. They're going to call that a shooting foul. I'm not sure exactly what she was doing. She was still kind of on the floor, and they're going to put her at the free throw line. Interesting. First foul on the streaks. It goes against Lauren Livingston, and that'll put Kenzie Weiler at the free throw line for two shots.
Actually, the second foul on the streaks.
Jenkins hit the one earlier. I forgot to mark that one down.
Weiler hits on the first one, now 11-7 streaks.
Andrea Sampson back in.
2:18 left to go here in the opening quarter.
Kenzie Weiler, the thing I don't like about their programs here, there are no heights or ages for any of the teams as Weiler hits both. 11-8 streaks, 2:13 to play, first quarter. Chloe McCarthy, now Deja Range, top of the key, right wing, Riley Jenkins.
I suppose the good thing, though, is at least they have all the players so far.
Andrea Sampson drives down the right side lane, bounces for Chloe on the right baseline. Chloe pulls outside the three-point arc and gets to Riley. She'll reset, working against Black. Riley Jenkins now with it, out high left side. Pulls it back out to the big green M in the center of the floor. Gets a pick from Deja, now drives down to the left side, lays it up and in. Nice job on the pick and roll. They went with the roll that time. They followed Deja rather than Riley. She recognized that, laid it up and in. She's got four. Make it 13-8 streaks. And now a steal by Andrea Sampson.
What made that last play so good was the hesitation dribble, because she let them go with the roller, and then after she did the hesitation dribble.
Now backdoor pass from Chloe McCarthy to Riley Jenkins. Chloe faked the pass out on the wing. Riley saw that, faked toward half court again, went backdoor, laid it up and in. She's got a quick four-point run. And six in the game, 15-8, biggest lead for the streaks with just over a minute to play in the first quarter. Three up and good by Anna Blank, and that's the first basket by anybody other than Colleen Inyart, other than two free throws. Now a 30-second timeout called by Olney head coach Mark Anselman. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. Galesburg Nissan, home of the pro-certified lifetime warranty. Your vehicle includes a lifetime limited powertrain warranty. It's unlimited time, unlimited mileage, and it's at absolutely no cost to you. That is really good. Your engine, transmission, and transfer case, all-wheel drive assembly, drivetrain assembly. This is on all models 5 years old or newer, including your brand-new Nissan if you buy there, and including the nice 2017 Nissan Murano that we are driving. Nice deep blue color. You're going to want to check this vehicle out. Just less than 25,000 miles on it, and this pro certified lifetime warranty. And right now they've got their end of year clearance sale going on, and that includes all of the new 2018s on their way out, but also a brand new 2019s. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Under a minute to play, Chloe McCarthy. And, nearly lost it. She tried to pass to Deja. Deja was going the other way, but Riley Jenkins able to run it down near midcourt with 47 to play. Riley down the paint. Left baseline to Kelsey Legg, 17-footer up, in and out, no good. Deja with a rebound, puts it up off the glass left side, missed it, and the rebound this time is going to go off of Chloe McCarthy on the right side. Deja took that extra dribble that time and trying to gather herself. I think she thought she was too far under, but still went too high off the glass with it.
Coach Anselman not too happy with the fact that his girls just gave up that offensive rebound to Deja.
This is Blank with it. Hughes now at high left side. Who's that into the game? Is that a number 20? That would be Logan Shan. Now it's Blank with it. Anna Blank on the dribble left side, down the left side of the lane, scoops a shot up short. Rebound Chloe McCarthy for the streaks. They've got two Logans on their team, Logan Cobble and Logan Shan, S-H-A-N.
I feel like we're going to find out that Kelsey Blank is going to Eastern next year.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me because she's really not that good, and we've seen that in the past. Runner by Kelsey. Leg double clutches. Couldn't hit it at the buzzer. Scooped it up there. Nearly got it up. Nice recognition of the clock. We've played one quarter of basketball. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Allnay Tigers. It's Galesburg 15, Allnay 11. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL on WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
In basketball, it's your defense's job to keep the other team from scoring, just like your car insurance policy is supposed to protect you when you have an accident. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. Craddy Insurance and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the perfect team to keep you out of foul trouble. I'll discuss your needs and we'll select the right coverage for you. Call me today at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg for a free auto insurance estimate with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks lead 15-11, second quarter just underway. Tom Erdith there, Gibson Mattoon High School. The Streaks and the Allnay Tigers. This is Anna Blank on the dribble out high right side. It goes to a person not on the roster, comes into the game, but the Streaks come up with a steal anyway. Number 15. They don't have anybody on the roster by that number. And now Kelsey Legs hurt. I didn't see what happened there.
I didn't either. Andrea got the steal.
Grabbing her left side, I don't know. Left hip area, it looks like. So I don't know if she took a knee or something. Their Mattoon trainer out there, Coach Rucks out there with her. I didn't see what happened at all. Streaks came up with a steal, the turnover, and Lauren Livingston is going to check in. And Kelsey came down hard, but I think it was that left hip earlier that she landed on, I think, when she came off in that first game that she was kind of holding, came up a little bit gingerly. And she's walking off on her own power, but she's limping. She's kind of, I don't know. Didn't see what it was, so she goes eventually. She's definitely in some pain, though. She's pretty tough. You don't see her wince very often. She's spends a lot of time on the floor, that's for sure. I mean, literally, right. Like diving after the basketball and falling, whatever the case may be. So we'll see if she comes out all right. So Lauren Livingston in. Deja's got a top of the key. Right wing, Riley Jenkins. Back door to Deja, left side, left-handed layup, up and in. Nice play, nice patience by the Streaks offense, and now they lead 17-11. Kind of saw that one developing, and Allnay just fell asleep on it, and Deja goes back door. Streaks with the lead, 17-11, 7:07 to play first half.
It almost looks like the trainer's working on Kelsey's thigh.
Okay. Maybe the upper thigh hip area. Now it's Inyurt that drives down the right side. She's got 8 of Allnay's 13. Lauren Livingston, top of the key with it. Left wing to Andrea Sampson. Bounces for Deja. She leans in, goes off the glass with the left hand, can't hit. Rebound comes down to Hughes for Allnay. Back the other way. This is Blank with it now, top of the key. Now on the dribble, it goes to Cobble. Right wing, this is Inyurt, misses the three. Rebound comes out long to Andrea Sampson. Andrea across midcourt, right of the center circle. Slows it down, gets to Lauren Livingston, top of the key. Riley Jenkins, left wing, to Deja down the left block, turns left hand, can't hit. Lauren Livingston there for the offensive rebound, puts it up, can't hit. Rebound gets tapped out, it's run down by Andrea Sampson. And now a steal as she tried to get it out to Riley, and Cobble steals it, goes down the left side, laid it up, went over, crossed over to the right side and missed the layup. Riley Jenkins with a rebound. Riley gets to Deja running the floor. Deja has to kick it back out to Andrea. Long three out high right side, short. Rebound comes down to Hughes for Allnay. Right on target, just a little bit short on that one for Andrea. This is Blank on the dribble, left wing. Tried to go baseline. Andrea cuts her off. Now looking for some help. Gets out to Reagan Hires, who's in, and she'll hand off to Inyurt. Out to Blank. Three-pointer left wing is short, and the rebound comes down to Deja Range as Andrea went to the floor hard on the pick from Inyurt. Streaks lead 17-13, 5.5 minutes to play first half. Lauren Livingston, top of the key. down the right side of the lane. Oh, travel. Took a travel. Yeah, she had a good thought. She was going to try to make the wraparound pass to Riley Jenkins as she drew the defender, but took a little extra step there as Lexi Tucker checks back in. She'll replace Deja Range. Chelsea Stevenson in for the first time this afternoon. She'll replace Andrea Sampson. In for Olney is Haven Dahl back in as she replaces Logan Cobble. And this is Dahl with it. I hope they pressure her. She's not a very good ball handler from what I saw earlier. Right wing, it goes to Enyart. Enyart penetrates in the paint. Five-footer's up, short. Rebound tapped out by Enyart. Dahl runs it down. Now it's blank, top of the key. Down the left lane, pushes Riley out of the way, but missed the shot. And the rebound, Lexi Tucker goes to the floor, and that was it. Now that was a quick jump ball because Lexi had turned. One of the only players had a hand on it briefly, and Lexi had turned to throw it, and then the whistle blew, and they called the jump ball. Fortunately for the Streaks, the possession arrow points their way. Just over 5 minutes to play first half. Streaks with a lead, 17-13. Riley Jenkins, top of the key, dribbles right to Lauren Livingston. Left wing, it's Chelsea Stevenson. Now Chloe McCarthy hands off to Riley Jenkins on the right side. Riley top of the key, hesitation dribble down the left side, kicks off to Chelsea Stevenson. Left baseline, three-pointer no good. Rebound comes out long to Dahl for Olney.
I like what Riley did there. Though there, she looked the defense off of Chelsea to give her as much space as possible.
Shot blocked by Lexi Tucker. Chelsea Stevenson comes away with it down the right side. Chelsea on the dribble. Stops on the wing, kicks out to Riley, and she'll set the offense for the Streaks. Lauren Livingston, top of the key, gives to Lexi Tucker, right wing. Riley Jenkins to Lauren Livingston, right side, lays it up and in. Nice offense again by the Streaks. Lauren Livingston with her first basket. Only Streaks' second basket here in the second quarter. They lead 19-13, 4:12 to play. Dahl traveled in the paint, no call. A runner is up and good by Haven Dahl. That looked even uncomfortable watching it. It was so awkward. Now Chelsea Stevenson, right wing, just inside the three-point arc. It's up and in. Had a little extra on that follow-through. Now you think that's what made it go in.
Well, and I don't think she was going to initially shoot it. She saw how open she was, so she just flung it towards the basket.
21-15, Streaks lead, right wing. Dahl drives baseline, pulls up with a 10-footer, airballed it, or actually did catch a little rim. Lexi Tucker with another rebound for the Streaks to Riley Jenkins. Riley on the run. Gives to Lauren Livingston out high left side. Now it's Lexi Tucker, top of the key. Looks over the defense and gives to Riley Jenkins out high left side. Riley's going to reset.
Somebody's going to be wide open because Hires wasn't guarding anybody. She was just kind of floating around.
Lexi Tucker, right wing, Riley Jenkins. Backdoor Lexi Tucker, lay it up, missed it. Rebound comes down. Lexi has it, put it up, can't hit, but she's fouled from behind. If that's against Enyart, that's her second. We'll see. Well, I guess either one, it's going to be the second. I hear their coach yelling about that backdoor. It does go against Enyart. Yep, that's her second. So Lexi Tucker to the free throw line. She hit two already in the first quarter. First shot is up, first miss of the night. Or the afternoon for the Streaks. I guess we're going on night here at this point. But let's see. Oh, three new players in for Olney, and Coach Mark Anselmet. Not happy with the way his team is performing defensively, I'm guessing. Lexi Tucker, second shot up. And missed that one. Rebound comes
along. They
also
missed the free throw violation on Chloe. So
Paige Stieber with a rebound.
Chloe got in there real early.
Out high right side, this is Dahl. Now Stieber out high left side. It goes to Cobble. Cobble looking for some help. Finally gives to Hughes. Hughes swings it over to Dahl. Dahl fakes. Right wing, it goes to Stieber. Now it's Hughes out high right side to Stieber. On the wing, top of the key, it's blank. Out high left side to Cobble. A lot of movement on their offense. They're actually relatively quick. They make some quick moves, but not necessarily great ball handlers.
Well, and they're playing the five around zero offense. So well, now five out.
Chloe knocked it away, and Deja came up with it. Chloe on the run, gets to Deja. Deja skies for it, goes up, lays it up. No, but she got hammered, and they didn't call the foul. And the rebound's going to go off Lexi last. So go ahead and say, I'm sorry, what you were saying.
Well, they're playing the five out offense, which means that all five players are outside the three-point line, and they're cutting people through the middle. So for the Streaks, the big thing is you can't lose track of whoever you're guarding because they're just going to keep cutting in and out of the lane, and they're trying to just catch that cutter moving freely, and now they're out of that offensive set.
And a lot of dribble penetration as well. Three-pointer for Cobble is short, and the rebound off the hands of Deja. Hughes comes up with it, misses the shot, but Deja is going to get called for the foul. It is good to see that Kelsey Legg has checked back into the ballgame for the Streaks.
Well, and the other benefit of this offensive system is, you know, the player can try to take that their defender off the dribble, and if they can get by him, there's nobody on help defense down below. But it opens things up a lot, but you have to have quick players, and they do have a fairly quick team.
Lauren Livingston will replace Chloe McCarthy with 2:06 to play in the half. Streaks leading 21-15. First free throw missed by Tara Hughes. Second one up, that's short, but the rebound came out right into the hands of Cobble.
Well, nobody boxed her out either.
Now Blank will fire the three left side, missed it. Rebound comes out long, and Riley Jenkins is going to block off the Alney player, let it fall out of bounds. Streaks will bring it back the other way with 1:55 to play in the half, leading 21-15. I get this is a situation that's a little bit closer game, and you're going to see more of the starters in this one. That's why it was good that they got quite a bit of rest in the game earlier today. Riley Jenkins, right wing, top of the key, Andrea Sampson.
I'd be real tempted to get Abby Endoff in and see if she's still hot from earlier.
Andrea drives right baseline, pulls up the 15-foot jumper, up and good. I'd like to see that from Andrea. She had some issues early in the season where she was somewhere between, do I shoot the jump shot or the set shot, and she went up strong with a jump shot that time and nailed it. 23-15, Streaks, biggest lead to date, is that right?
Yeah.
With 1:23 to play in the half. This is Cobble out high on the left side for Alney. And Lauren Livingston picks her up. She dribbles out toward midcourt, gives to Hughes. Now at high right side, this is Stieber. Paige Stieber between the circles to Cobble. Cobble dribbles left, picks up, and gives to Blank, top of the key. Blank on the dribble, pulls it back out near midcourt with under a minute to play. Now it's Cobble. Now Blank to the free throw line. Pulls up with a 17-footer from straight on, missed it, and a rebound comes out long to Riley Jenkins.
Neither team really lighting anything on fire here. They're kind of running their offense and just end up with a missed shot at the end and no offensive rebound.
Kelsey Legg to Deja Range. Now it's Riley Jenkins out between the circles with 35 seconds to play. Gets a pick from Lauren Livingston. Pick and roll. Lauren breaks to the basket and lays it up and in on the left side.
Well, that was a great pass by Riley. She passed Lauren open right there by throwing it up to her, and the defense got stuck on their heels. They're going to play for one here.
17 to play, 25-15. The Streaks with a 10-point lead. This is Blank with it now near midcourt.
If Riley attacked her there, yeah, she was going to step out.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. And now we've got a push call on Kelsey Legg as she was trying to fight through a pick by Hughes. And that's going to be the first on Kelsey, fourth team foul on the Streaks. Just 8.3 seconds to play here in the first half.
Well, what we were talking about was Blank was dancing with the ball out by half court with Riley, and she'd jump his jab in and then take four steps backwards, and she got right up near the half court line.
Yeah, I thought she was going to step over anyway. As she drives left baseline, missed a shot. Andrea Sampson with the rebound, 1 second to play, and the Streaks won't even get a shot off, but the Streaks are in control here at the end of the first half. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 25, the Alney Tigers 15. We will come back with our halftime show. We will run down our halftime scoreboard, halftime stats, and more. Streaks lead at 25-15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
I think they are just so caring for people in our community who need their services.
Amber Clark is a local musician who has played at funerals held at Hinchliffe Pearson West for nearly 20 years, a role that gave her a unique inside perspective into how they care for families. What she saw demonstrated a level of caring that encouraged her to entrust her own father's memorial to the kind staff at HPW.
My father passed away last November. His remains were cremated, and we had a memorial service up in Wisconsin for him. So Hinchliffe helped us with the cremation, and one of the things we wanted to have at his service was a video of all of his family pictures. Alan Palmer was Johnny on the spot. He said, "Bring me 200 pictures, and I will put together a CD for you." And within 3 hours, called us back and said, "How many copies do you want?" And we managed to have that shown at the memorial service.
Hinchliffe Pearson West, because your life matters.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks, stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg on your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big! And pull around, please.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Tom Erdith there, Gibson, Mattoon High School. We're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Alney Tigers 25-15. They led 15-11 at the end of the first quarter, outscored Alney 10-4 in that second quarter. Here's how things have stacked up so far today. The first game of the day had this Alney team defeating Effingham St. Anthony 64-57. Following that, Decatur St. Teresa down Salem 61-45. Altamont was a winner over the host Mattoon 55-44. And then the Streaks defeated Vandalia to wrap up the first session 64-40. In the first game here of the second session, Altamont gets an even bigger victory. They defeated Salem by a score of 68-22 in a continuous clock game. And again, the Streaks lead here by a score of 25-15. Also coming up following this game, it'll be St. Anthony playing Vandalia, then St. Teresa plays Mattoon at 7:30. Streaks back at it tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. The Galesburg High boys playing a little bit later tonight. They will take on Rochester over at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. 7 o'clock scheduled tip. It'll be the third game, though, so we'll see how close they are to being on time. But Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have that one for you at about 6:40 for the pregame, not too long after we get wrapped up here. And they'll have it for you coming up here on WGIL. Then tomorrow morning, the boys with an early start, they'll have the first game of the day, 9 o'clock versus Dunlap. And we'll do Galesburg's morning news from here at our hotel in Mattoon, and then Brad and Jim will take over with an extended pregame at 8:30 here on WGIL. Then the 9 o'clock tip-off against Dunlap over at Taylorville. The girls game then is scheduled for 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, so a 9:40 pregame, and that will be on 92.7 FM, the Laser. So Eric and I will have that game tomorrow morning on 92.7 FM, the Laser. Then tomorrow night, the boys will play Sterling at 7 o'clock, and the girls we will not know till after tomorrow morning's game when we'll play. It's anywhere from 4 o'clock to 8:30. So if they go undefeated, it would be the 8:30 game, as that would mean they would win their pool. So we'll see where they end up. The guess is one of either two games, either the 7 o'clock or 8:30. All right, halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Take a timeout, come back with our halftime stats. Streaks lead at 25-15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL at WGIL.com.
The top stories of the day and so much more. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, Galesburg's local news.
A trial could begin in Fulton County as soon as mid-February against a teen from Mason City, Illinois, for allegedly causing an Amber Alert to be issued that later turned out to be false. 18-year-old Mitchell Dutz appeared in Fulton County Court yesterday, where WMBD-TV reports the teen pleaded not guilty. Dutz claimed that his car with an infant inside was stolen from outside a Farmington gas station earlier this month. The Amber Alert was canceled when Dutz reportedly admitted to making the story up and doesn't even have a child. The Knox County Board chose to table the creation of the Nursing Home Ad Hoc Committee at last night's meeting. The advisory board was meant to assist the Nursing Home Administrator and County Board with oversight and operations. Additionally, action was taken to reconfigure the county's committees for the new board. The committee that oversees the Sheriff's Department will also oversee the building funds, while the Nursing Home gets its own committee. And finally, two people have been shot and wounded outside, or rather inside, a Southside Chicago home by a man posing and dressed as a postal carrier. Police say the gunman knocked on the door of the Roseland neighborhood home at about 2:15 p.m. today and said he had a package delivery for a man inside. After the door was opened, a 27-year-old man was shot multiple times in the chest and a 23-year-old woman was shot in lower body. They were both taken to an area hospital for treatment. Top stories at home, top stories from around the world. This is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg's News.
Opening a health savings account is a great option to consider. The contributions made to an HSA may be used to pay qualified medical expenses now, or you can accumulate savings towards future medical expenses. A qualifying HSA account may also offer you tax benefits. Hi, I'm Tara Ruff at Tompkins State Bank. Opening an HSA account with us is very simple and requires no minimum balance. For more information on a health savings account, call or stop by any of our four locations today.
Tompkins State Bank, member FDIC.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight, but wind gusts near 30 miles an hour at a low of 31. Cloudy tomorrow, a high of 38. Cloudy tomorrow night, a low of 23. For Saturday, partly sunny, cooler still, high 31. Sunny and 38 on Sunday, and then Monday, New Year's Eve, rain and snow likely, high 39. New Year's Day, partly sunny, only 22. Right now it's 51 at WGIL.
You could win as much as $500 cash by wearing the white WGIL button. Find out where to get one at WGIL.com.
Halftime, Mattoon High School. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Aldi Tigers by a score of 25-15. Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Not quite the offensive output we had earlier in the day. Quicker team we're facing, but just not, we're not getting the looks from beyond the arc like we did earlier with them playing man-to-man defense. Streaks led in scoring by Riley Jenkins with 6 points, a couple of baskets, 2 for 2 from the line, 5 points for Deja Range on a couple of baskets and a free throw, 4 points for Lauren Livingston on a couple of baskets, 4 points for Andrea Sampton on a couple of baskets, 2 points apiece for Kelsey Legg on a basket, Chelsea Stevenson on a basket, and Lexi Tucker on 2 for 4 from the line. No three-pointers in the first half for Galesburg after hitting, 9 in the game today, 5 for 7 for the free throw line, so much better from the line. They hit their first 4 before they missed one. For Alney, 8 points for Colleen Inyard, who's got 2 fouls on her. 3 points for Anna Blank on a three-pointer. 2 for Haven Dahl on a basket. 2 points for Kenzie Weiler on a couple of free throws. They hit the 1-3, 2 for 4 from the free throw line.
5 turnovers for Alney. Streaks turned the ball over 4 times in that first half. Streaks own a slight rebounding advantage, 20-16. Both teams with 5 offensive rebounds. Only 6 of 26 from the field, including 1 of 7 from distance. Streaks are 10 of 26 from the field. 0 of 3, though, from downtown.
Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. The Galesburg Nissan year-end sales event going on right now. You're going to find great deals on everything on the lot, not just the brand-new 2018s that they're trying to get rid of, but brand-new 2019 models as well. Tons of their best-selling SUV Nissan Rogue on the lot. So go talk to them and check out all the great Nissans. And they all come with that pro-certified lifetime warranty. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Only with the basketball to start the second half. And Blank overthrows, but Inyard able to save it inbounds. It goes right into the hands of Deja Range.
So it's almost one of those ones you don't want to save because, yeah. I mean, although you're on the other end of the floor, there was a chance there for the Streaks to have a run out.
But they did slow it down. Chloe McCarthy, top of the key, looking for Riley back door. They cut her off that time. Chloe goes to the left wing on the dribble, picks up, gives to Deja out high left side. Now it's Andrea Sampson out near the center circle. Andrea puts it on the floor, crossover, goes right, gets picked from Chloe. Hesitation dribble, goes baseline, swings it over to Chloe, or rather Kelsey Legg. She faked the shot and then got bumped trying to go up. Man, she got hit hard and took that hip again, it looked like. This time I think it was the right hip. She took a long step going in there, but
I think Hughes is kind of like, what the heck? I was just standing there and she ran into me. That's one of the things I kind of get frustrated with is, you know, technically that probably arguably is a charge because Hughes never moved, but she doesn't have to move, and because she wasn't set up square, they don't call that as a charge.
Second foul on Hughes. Andrea Sampson, right wing, top of the key, Chloe McCarthy. Kelsey Legg out high on the left side. Bounces for Riley Jenkins out right of the center circle. Now Andrea Sampson out high right side to Deja Range on the right wing. Deja to Riley out high right side. Now Andrea right wing. Faces up, back to Riley. She'll reset against the Alney man-to-man. Dribbles left, gets a pick from Chloe. Hesitation dribble. Now Chloe on the pick and roll. Left side up off the glass and in. Nice job again. Streaks very patient. First basket of the night for Chloe McCarthy.
32.
Streaks with their biggest lead, 27-15, 6:35 to play here in the third quarter. Inyard on the dribble into the paint, stops, puts it up, and it's no good but a foul. And I'm not sure, are they going to call Deja? I thought that Kelsey actually had reached in. I think they're going to call Deja, though. Or is it Andrea?
No, it's called against the Silver Streaks.
Andrea.
Oh, Andrea. I didn't see that. Maybe it was Andrea that reached in. So that's her first foul, and Colleen Inyard will go to the free throw line with two shots, 8 points in the ball game. First one is up and good. Hard to tell the size of these girls. It looks like Hughes is a little bit taller than Chloe, so I'm guessing about 5'10". Inyard's probably got to be about 5'8", 5'9". Her second shot is up and missed that one. Rebound comes out long, and Kelsey Lake trying to run it down, and Inyard was pushing her out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Olney as Kelsey hit it last.
And I don't think
even Olney was going the other way. They thought it was our ball.
I was going to say, I don't think Olney even recognized.
Well, part of it was the official wasn't very emphatic on making the call as to which direction it was going, like we had one earlier with one of the other officials. This is Dahl, top of the key, goes left baseline to Hughes, and she lost it out of bounds.
The pass was off the mark, and Hughes tried to one-hand it. And fortunately for the Streaks, it bounced off her hand, went straight down, which was out of bounds.
27-16, Streaks lead, 6:15 to play third quarter. Now they're back in a 2-3 zone. Riley Jenkins out high left side to Kelsey Legg.
See if the Streaks identify this is something that could really play to their favor.
Backdoor Kelsey Legg from Riley Jenkins. Riley out on the right-hand side. Kelsey went backdoor left-hand side, laid it up and in. I think they actually, honestly, that time I think they saw it right away, and they called that play immediately. 29-16 Streaks. Left baseline, this is Dahl. Penetrates, kicks out to Cobble. Cobble out on the right side, swing it back to Haven Dahl on the left side, and she'll go top of the key. Now free throw line, hands off to Blank. Blank stops, pulls up with a 13-footer, missed it. Deja skies for the rebound, gives way to Riley. Riley Jenkins back the other way, left to the center circle. Now they're gonna drop back into the 2-3 once again.
Blank is just 1 of 11 from the field.
Wow. Yeah, she's probably going to Eastern, then you're right. Now backdoor the other way, and got knocked away. Too much traffic, but Chloe's able to run it down. Riley was trying to find Andrea Sampson. There was too much traffic that time, though. Fortunately, the Streaks get it back. Deja Range, right wing, out high right side. Riley Jenkins with just over 5 minutes to play in the quarter. Riley picks up. Now Kelsey Legg left of the center circle. Back to Riley, right of the center circle. Penetrates. Now kicks out to Chloe, left wing. She'll fire the three. High arcer is good.
Wow. That's the three.
That's good to see. Chloe, who actually didn't even score in the game earlier today.
I was going to ask you that earlier.
And a timeout called by Olney. It is a full timeout. We'll take one. Olney calls a full timeout. 4:57 to play. Third quarter. Streaks lead 32-16. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
This time of year is all about family, and Yem and Galesburg would like you to be a part of ours. This is Sarah Yem. The Yem Chevrolet employee discount is now available to everyone. You pay what we pay, and not a penny more.
Happy holidays. This is Robert Eldridge at Yem Chevrolet. Brand new 2018 Chevy Silverado half-ton pickups come with holiday savings up to $12,500.
It's our way of saying welcome to the family at Yem Chevrolet, North Henderson, Galesburg.
Tax title license extra.
Wrap up the deals and wrap up the year in a nicer, newer vehicle from Yem. Look for holiday savings across our lot.
This is Derek Riley from Yem Auto Group. Come test drive this 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee 4-wheel drive for only $12,900. And don't miss this certified 2017 Chevy Cruze holiday sale price, just $13,300. You'll save a bunch with Chunch.
Wrap up the deals and wrap up the year at Yem Automotive Group, North Henderson, Galesburg.
The Galesburg Silver Streaks boys basketball team starts play in the Taylorville Holiday Tournament by taking on Rochester. Listen to live coverage tonight starting at 6:40 on WGIL.
Out of the timeout, only with the basketball, a couple of near steals by the Streaks. This is Inyard from the right baseline, three-pointer no good. On the run out to Chelsea Stevenson with a long rebound, gets pushed from behind, has to pick up, and finally gets it to Riley Jenkins. Streaks have doubled them up, 32-16, 4:25 to play third quarter. Riley Jenkins, and as they've switched back to the man-to-man, Riley with it, and she'll pull it back out. Have the Streaks, or are they? Yeah, they are. They're just sagging off. Now Chloe McCarthy, top of the key, Deja Range, right wing, Riley Jenkins. Top of the key, Chelsea Stevenson. Penetrates right side and has it stolen away. He went to turn to make the pass, and it was stolen by Paige Stieber, who's in for Olney. Now it's Kenzie Weiler, top of the key to Inyard. Inyard down the left side of the lane, got herself behind the board. Shot may have been partially blocked by Deja. Nonetheless, Deja comes down with a rebound. to Riley. She'll bring it across in the center circle. Stops top of the key. Right wing, Chelsea Stevenson. Now top of the key, Chloe McCarthy. Dribbles left, goes to the wing. Now to Deja out high on the left side. Deja range to Chelsea Stevenson out high right side. She picks up to Riley Jenkins out high on the left side, and the Streaks will reset with 3:30 to play in the quarter, leading 32-16. Riley dribbles right, kicks out to Chelsea Stevenson, right wing, long. Fires while well, she was on top of the three-point line, a little bit long. Rebound comes down to Weiler for Alney. Weiler got herself in some traffic, should be a travel. Nope, they're going to call a jump ball. As she ran right into Chelsea Stevenson and Kelsey Lay. They were both grabbing at the ball, and she traveled in the process, but they called the jump ball, and the Streaks get it on the alternate possession. Inyard's going to get a break as Brittany Black checks back in for Alney. 3:15 to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 32-16. Riley Jenkins to Lauren Livingston, who's back in. Now Deja Range, top of the key out high right side. Riley Jenkins. Top of the key, Chelsea Stevenson. Had it knocked away. Riley's able to run it down in the center circle. Dribbles left, gets picked from Lauren Livingston. Hesitation dribble down the left side, high off the glass and in. Nice move by Riley Jenkins. She's got eight, make it 34-16 Streaks. Or 18, excuse me, 34-18.
Is it?
Or no, they gave our 2 points to them. That's what
I was
going to
say.
Yeah.
I don't think they've scored in a while.
No, they haven't. They haven't scored here in the second half. Now we've got a foul on a drive by Weiler. And who'd they call, Deja? That'll be her second foul. Oh, no. Lauren Livingston with a foul. That's her second. At the free throw line is Kenzie Weiler with two shots. And they still haven't changed the scoreboard.
For Kenzie Weiler at the line for the Tigers.
Did she miss that first one?
No, she made it.
Well, and they still have a 32-18. It should be 34.
Well, now they just took the Streaks down to 30.
Now it should be 34. 34-18. Okay, now it's right. Now they got it as she hit both free throws. So that's their first points of the second half with 2:43 to play in the third quarter. Lexi Tucker in, top of the key to Riley Jenkins on high right side.
Now they took them down to 34-16.
Oh, jeez. Now three from Chloe McCarthy, left side, no good. Weak side rebound. Chelsea Stevenson fighting for it, finally taken away by Stieber. And Alney has it coming the other way. 2:24 to play, third quarter.
Scoreboard's finally correct.
This is Weiler, right side, goes right baseline to Hughes, kicks over to the left baseline to Cobble. Out high left side, this is Stieber with
Traveled.
It.
Traveled, wow.
Now Cobble down the left side. Nice bounce pass to Black. Missed the shot, got her own rebound, puts it up, got it, and she's fouled.
Brittany
Black with a chance at the traditional three-point play. Foul's going to go against Lexi Tucker. That's her first.
Black's done a nice job getting herself in good positions. She just doesn't seem to have any touch around the basket. Because she got that pass underneath on the, in the first half down right by the basket all alone, and she couldn't get it to go in.
2:05 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 34-20. Brittany Black at the free throw line trying to complete the three-point play. Andrea Sampson back in. Lauren Livingston, Riley Jenkins, Deja Range, and Chloe McCarthy for the Streaks.
Guessing she doesn't have much free throw touch based on her inside touch, but we'll see.
Kind of a weird kind of shot put it in, missed the shot, then she ran into Lauren Livingston going after the rebound. Finally, Chloe McCarthy runs it down for the Streaks.
And I wonder if that was a clue on what's going to happen now, is it looked like they came out impressed after that missed free throw.
Right side, Riley Jenkins and Lauren Livingston down the right side of the lane, lays it up and in. That give and go again. Lauren's got six and another assist for Riley Jenkins. Make it 36-20 Streaks, 1:40 to play in the third.
And that is the ninth assist for Riley.
Travel by Hughes, and she stepped out of bounds, and they missed both of those. But Riley Jenkins comes up with a steal of the Hughes pass anyway. Lauren Livingston kicks right wing to Andrea Sampson for three, short. Lauren Livingston, the weak side rebound, leans in, puts it up, can't hit. Deja with a rebound, turns, puts it up, got fouled, no call. And, oh, come on, you're going to call a foul on the rebound. We got called on, got fouled on two of our shots down there, and Deja's going to get called for the push on the second rebound. So that's her second. 120, was it 121 or 27?
Yes,
121 to play in the third. Streaks lead 36-20. Lexi Tucker back in. She'll replace Deja. Boy, and then down here we missed Hughes was on the left baseline. She traveled, then she stepped on the baseline, then made the pass. They didn't call either one of those, but when she made the pass, Riley Jenkins came up with the steal.
Yeah, fortunately, Riley got the steal, which I'm sure if you ask Riley, she'll take the steal.
Yeah, exactly.
Normal turnover.
Exactly. Cobble with it out high right side. Pass tipped away by Lexi Tucker, and Lexi comes away with it. A steal for the Streaks. Nice job defensively by Lexi. Out on the perimeter, 103 to play in the quarter. Lauren Livingston, top of the key on high right side. Riley Jenkins and Lexi Tucker down the right block. Turns up off the glass and in. Nice job by Lexi. She grabbed it. She knew she spun immediately. Went right up with a shot. Puts it up and in. She's got four and make it 38-20. Now a travel is going to be called on Inyart. So it'll go back the other way. Another turnover by Olney. They've only got one basket here in the second half and a couple of free throws. 38-20 is the Streaks' lead with 47 seconds to play in the third.
Riley just a pair of points away from a double-double here.
Riley Jenkins to Lauren Livingston out high left side. Left wing, Chloe McCarthy. Looks like Streaks may work for one here. They're taking their time with 33. Chloe brings it out near midcourt. Now penetrates, gives to Lauren Livingston out high left side. Lauren dribbles right. Now to Lexi Tucker, top of the key. Left side, ball got knocked away. She tried to get it to Andrea. Black got there in the passing lane, or blank, rather, and knocked it away. Streaks will have it on the far sideline with 21 and a half seconds to play in the third.
This black blank thing is really throwing
me. I know, it is. And Black hasn't even been in that much, but now they're in there together. Kelsey Legg back in, Deja Range back in for the Streaks with 21.5 to play in the third quarter.
Streaks going to go starters here to finish this 21.5 out.
Kelsey Legg back door to Andrea Sampson, right side, lays it up and in. Beat two black jerseys and a nice pass from Kelsey Legg. Six for Andrea, make it 40-20. Biggest lead of the ball game with 10 seconds to play in the third quarter.
Well, and that was great touch by Andrea because she was fading away from the basket.
This is blank on the dribble, 3 seconds to play. Scoops a shot up high off the glass, can't hit. Andrea Sampson with a rebound as time runs out in the third quarter. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks in control after three. It's Galesburg 40, only 20. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
There were 16 counts.
They're hitting the bank with a $1 billion fine for loan abuse.
These days, everyone seems to be talking about the news. News about taxes, news about the state, news that actually impacts your family. But how do you make sense of it all? In the crowded world of misinformation, Illinois News Network, a nonprofit news service, presents you with the facts. INN is your news. Visit supportyournews.org to help us keep reporting on the news that matters in Illinois. That's supportyournews.org.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
8 minutes to play here at Mattoon. As the Galesburg Silver Streaks in control, they lead the Olney Tigers 40-20. Streaks outscored Olney 15-5 in that. Or excuse me, 15-4. Yeah, 15-5. Oh, I'm missing a point. Where did I miss? Did Black complete the three-point play? Where am I? I'm missing a free throw.
Free throw from Inyart.
Oh, that's the one I'm missing.
She split two.
She hit one of two. Okay, that's one I'm missing. So Streaks outscoring 15-5. They just have one basket and three free throws in that third quarter. Olney with the basketball to start the final quarter. This is Stieber out near midcourt, out high right side, goes to the player that we don't know until we hear the PA announcer say because they don't have a 15 on their roster. Now it's Stieber and a shot from the unknown player. It's an air ball, and Kelsey Lay came up with a rebound, got knocked down from behind and lost the ball, and only comes up with it. So the Streaks turn it over, unfortunately. Now the drive on the right baseline, Stieber puts it up and in. Her first basket of the ball game.
And a full court press is what they show here.
Streaks break it easily. Andrea Sampson out. It's Kelsey Legg right at the center circle. They're going to chase all over now. Riley Jenkins out near midcourt. Dribbles right. Andrea Sampson now. Chloe McCarthy. Back
good
to Riley.
Pass fake.
In fact, Riley puts it up and in. Not only the pass fake, but Riley's jab step toward midcourt and back the other way. She left, who was that? Kenzie Weiler. That was an ankle breaker, and even though she didn't have the ball, she actually fell going after that pass fake. And
wow.
The fake by Riley. So Riley put it up and in and puts a free throw up and in. Who was that foul on? I didn't see who was back there.
Five, so Dahl.
Haven Dahl. What a nice play. Streaks lead 43-22.
And Riley now has a double-double, 11 points, 10 assists. Throws two steals and two rebounds on it for good measure.
Dahl right side gives to Weiler on the wing. Top of the key it goes to Blank. Blank dribbles right. The unknown player, if she makes it, we'll find out who she is. Nope, but she missed it. Deja Range with a rebound for the Streaks. Riley Jenkins splits defenders. Nice dish off to Chloe McCarthy. Oh. 2-1 break. Chloe missed it, though, and she's going to get called for going over the back. That's unfortunate. Yeah, I don't know if she wasn't expecting the pass or what, but Chloe just couldn't get the shot to go up and in. Yeah, the Streaks.
Foul's called against the Silver
Chloe
Streaks,
McCarthy's first foul.
McCarthy, that's her first team foul.
With 6:30 to play in the ball game. This is blank. Cross midcourt gives to Weiler out high on the right side. Top of the key, it's Dahl. Dahl dribbles right, guarded by Deja, kicks out to the right baseline to Weiler. She'll fire the three-pointer, missed it, or it was a two, but the rebound comes down to Dahl. And now it is Stieber with it out high left side. Top of the key, it's Weiler. Left side, it goes to Blank, working against Riley Jenkins. Dribbles left, crosses over into the paint, free throw line, kicks out, three-pointer from Haven Dahl. Is that
wow.
good?
That was
out high on the right side.
Coach Implement with a full timeout here.
We'll take one as well. 6:02 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 43-25. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You never know where the button spotter will be. Pick up the white WGIL button today at Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson in Galesburg and Dairy Queen on Grand Avenue and on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. If one of our button spotters sees you wearing it, you could win up to $500 cash on the spot. Learn more at WGIL.com. Win cash this winter from 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Hi, this is Jim Bohannon. Join us for the next Bohannon Show with the top stories of the day, some fun stuff from sports or entertainment, you name it.
Jim Bohannon, tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
6:02 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 43-25. Coming out of the full timeout called by Olney head coach Mark Anselman. And they'll come out, I'm sure, with full court pressure.
That's what they've shown the last couple, and they will.
Silver Streak boys basketball coming up in just a bit here on WGIL.
See if the Streaks throw the home run pass here.
Andrea Santrell inbound, and she's the one with the arm. As backdoor goes Riley Jenkins, and there it is. Riley got the catch, got one to beat, drives down left side, put it up, missed it, but the foul goes against Weiler. And that'll be her first, and that will put Riley Jenkins at the free throw line with two shots. She's got 11 points in the ballgame. How many assists? 10 assists?
10 assists.
So Riley at the free throw line, left-handed sophomore, first shot is up and good.
Try to push this back to a 20-point lead here with this free throw.
Left-handed shot is up, and that one is good as well. She is 5-for-5 from the line tonight. 45-25 Streaks lead, under 6 minutes to play in the ballgame. Stieber, or rather Weiler. Now it's Stieber with it between the circles. Gives to Dahl out high, dribbles right, hands off to Blank. Blank penetrates, kicks out to the left side, and nearly lost a handle on it. And the unknown player wearing a number 15, and we don't have one on the roster now. Haven Dahl drives it. Oh, come on. Dahl drove in just wild. I mean, she was just out of control, wild shot. She had no chance of making it, and there may have been a bump.
And
who they called on? Oh, they called on Deja. I mean, Deja was in the general vicinity, but nothing that happened there as far as contact affected how badly that shot missed. Haven Dahl with the first free throw. It's up and no good.
I might guess the unknown player is Taylor LaCrone because there's no 22.
Oh, there's
on
no
their
22.
Bench.
Okay. 2nd shot for Dahl. Missed it. And rebound Chloe McCarthy for the Streaks. 5.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. Riley Jenkins on the run to Andrea Sampson, right wing. She'll fire the three. Good! Another Bennett on that one. Her first of the ball game. She's got 9 and make it 48-25. Now a three-pointer right baseline up and good. We'll see what he says. Taylor LaCrone.
Nope. Timeout. 30 seconds.
Okay, he didn't say Taylor LaCrone. I'm not sure who.
I don't think he said a name, did he?
No, he didn't. I'm not sure. Maybe he just realized there's no 15 either. Okay, well, whoever it was, she just made a three.
30-second timeout by Coach Anselman. He wants to, for some reason, talk about the last 45 seconds of play since the last time he called the timeout.
Yeah, well.
Thankfully, he only has one left.
Coaching him up. Oh, my goodness. All right, Streaks lead at 48-28. here with 5:15 to play in the ball game. And they'll come out with full court pressure again.
We'll see which press break the streaks use this time. I don't believe they'll go right back to the home run.
Chloe inbounding ball this time, and it comes to Kelsey. In the middle, it goes to Andrea, and now it's running the right side as Riley. Two on, two break.
They had Deja. She must not have felt she had a passing lane.
So Riley pulls it back out, sets the offense, gets a pick from Chloe. Left side, hesitation dribble down the left baseline, lays it up and in. Nice move by Riley Jenkins. She's the one thing that she has got that you can't teach is just that basketball sense and knowing when and where that opening is and when to take it, when not to take it. That should be Streak's ball as, yeah, yes. Thank you. I was going to say because Blank drove in and put up a shot and then it kind of came back down in her hands and went out of bounds. Full court pressure again, 50-28 Streak's lead.
Just take her.
Andrea Sampson across midcourt against Blank. It's across in the center circle, dribbles right. Andrea will get very familiar with this area starting next year, playing softball for Eastern Illinois University.
Yeah, I believe, didn't her softball coach come last year?
Yes, she did. Yep. Yep, because she had committed verbally early and just signed her letter of intent. Now a give and go from Riley Jenkins, Chloe McCarthy. Chloe got fouled and they didn't call it. She got pushed away from the basket. They didn't call it. Down court it goes, and a steal, near steal by Deja, got knocked away. It's going to go back to Olney. But, yeah, she was, I mean, Chloe was going up straight toward the basket, then got pushed away from the basket, and so the shot came up short. 4:14 to play, 50-28 is the Streak's lead. Inbound, stolen away by Deja Range. Didn't get the steal last time, got it that time.
12 turnovers now for Olney.
I would have thought they had more than that. I guess just many more missed shots. Nice job by Riley down the left side of the lane. Dumped it off to Deja. Couldn't hit the shot. Got the rebound. Couldn't hit it, but she's fouled the second time around. And we'll see who they're going to call it on. I believe it's 15. We'll see if we hear a name this time for the PA guy. Yep, it's 15.
Oh, calling against the Tigers, number 15, Sarah Ingram. That's
her
first.
Sarah Ingram? Ingram or Ingrid? Yeah, she's not on the roster.
Ingrid, do you think?
Ingram, Ingrid? I couldn't tell. Ingrid. Anyway. Back in for the Streaks, Chelsea Stevenson gives Andrea Sampson a break. And back in for Olney is Logan Shan. 3:58 to play in the ball game. Streaks with a 50-28 lead.
You know, one of the impressive things here so far today in this tournament has been how efficient Riley Jenkins is. She's only missed four shots on the entire day.
Now a three from the top of the key from Blank is up and in. That's only her second make of the game. She had a three in the first quarter. In fact, I think one of their first baskets, and now a three here in the fourth quarter. Riley driving down the left side. Put it up. Came up short, but she's fouled. And it's going to go against, I believe, Anna Blank. Yep, Blank picks up the foul. That's her first.
Yeah, Blank 2 for 14 from the field, including 0 of 9 from inside the arc.
Well, doggone it, you can't score if you don't shoot them.
Right.
First free throw for Riley. Oh, bounces off, no good. Her first miss of the ball game after going 5 for 5. 3:38
Yep.
3:38 to play in the ball game. 50-31 is the Streak's lead. As Riley Jenkins gets a second free throw, this one is up, and that one rolls around and falls through. Back to a 20-point lead. This is Blank back the other way on the dribble between the circles. Hands off to Weiler. Weiler now gives to Shan. Now it's Blank. They're kind of running a weave out front. I'm not sure why at this point of the ball game when you're down by 20. Now it's Weiler on the right side. Gives way to Stieber. Stieber to Blank. Now top of the key it goes to Weiler.
That's
she puts a three up and in.
All of a sudden they're getting hot from the three-point range.
Yep. 51-34 with just over 3 minutes to play in the ball game.
However, it seems like every time they hit a three, we end up scoring 3 points.
Yeah.
Whether it be and one or a couple possessions.
Riley Jenkins gives to Chloe McCarthy out high left side. Deja Range between the circles out high right side. It's Riley Jenkins. Back door to Deja left side. Puts it up with the left hand. Can't hit it, but she got hammered by, I think, Reagan Hires is going to get the foul this time. So Deja will get another shot from the free throw line. Just missed two there. She had hit her first one in the ball game. She's got 5 points.
You know, Riley has 11 assists in this game, and how many she's doled out where players have missed at point-blank range. She should be up near 17 or so, I think.
First shot up for Deja. Missed that one. Wasn't close on that one. Some of the other misses she's been close on. Wasn't too close on that one. Lauren Livingston back in. She'll give Chelsea Stevenson a break with 2:47 to play. 51-34 Streak's lead. Second shot for Deja up. That one bounces off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Shan for Alney. Now it's Blank with it. Dribbles right, gives to Shan out high right side. Out between the circles, it's Stieber. Now it goes to Hires. Now it's Weiler top of the key. Dribbles, goes down the right side of the lane. Shot up off the glass and in. And another timeout.
Well, that's his last one, so
good. This one's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 2:29 to play. Streaks lead 51-36. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hi, Danny Lipford here from Today's Homeowner. Tuning in to Today's Homeowner Radio might be the best decision you make all week. We'll set you up with expert advice, clever tips, and helpful hacks to easily tackle your to-do list. And we'll even throw in some fun home improvement stories along the way. So join us, and you'll be a home improvement superhero in no time.
Today's Homeowner, Saturday mornings 9 to 11 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, Galesburg's Talk. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
2:20 to play. Streaks lead 51-36. And they will have the basketball bring the length of the court against full court pressure. Well, only getting hot here from behind the arc, especially here in the fourth quarter. They've hit, four three-pointers here in the fourth quarter. And Streaks with, just the one for the ball game.
Right. Quite the surprise after they hit nine earlier.
Yeah. Chloe McCarthy inbound against full court pressure, and it comes to Kelsey Legg.
She had Riley. If she would have given it to Riley, Riley made a shallow cut there and was open, but Kelsey didn't want to push the ball, I guess.
Lauren Livingston between the circles. Dribbles right, gives to Deja Range out high right side. Deja. Getting fouled, yeah, thank you.
Oh, geez. I wonder if he told them every time Deja touches the ball, the fouler, because she's 0 for 4 from the...
Yeah, but it's 1-on-1 now. We'll see. That could be because that was pretty obvious. She wasn't really even going for the ball.
Well, and you know, usually they played off of her because they know she's not a threat to drive to the basket.
One a bonus, and she hits the first. There you go. That's the way to cure that.
Right.
And Andrea Sampson's going to check back in. She'll replace Lauren Livingston. 2:11 to play. Streaks lead 52-36. Yeah, we'll see if that's a strategy. Second one up and miss that one badly.
Rebound. Yeah, I was going to say, she didn't
hit
the rim.
Anything. Yeah, hit the glass on the side. So, Alney will bring it the length of the court with 2:11 to play. Streaks lead 52-36. This is Blank across midcourt, right side, down the right side of the lane, kicks out right wing to Weiler. She'll penetrate.
Ooh,
oh, my goodness.
That looked clean. Weiler brought the ball down to try to underhand it, a scoop shot up, and Andrea met the ball on her hand, and it looked like they just pancaked the ball between their own hands.
But they're going to call a foul on Andrea. That's her second, so that's going to put Kenzie Weiler at the free throw line with two shots. Missed the first one.
She was 4 for 4 before that.
Back in for Alney is Logan Shan. She'll replace Anna Blank. Second shot is up and made that one. And make it 52-37. Riley Jenkins cross midcourt. And her pass stolen away. Street's getting a little lackadaisical here. This is Stieber with it and got knocked away by Chloe McCarthy. It's going to go back to Alney. Less than 2 minutes to play.
Streaks still with that 15-point lead, so plenty of cushion here, even if they do get a little sloppy.
I mean, I'd like to still see him push the pace and keep going with what got you here. If you got a break, take it. This is Stieber out high left side. Out high right side it goes to Shan, right baseline. It's Dahl. Back to Shan out high right side. She brings it out between the circles. Now dribbles to the right. And a near steal by Deja. Knocked it away. It goes out of bounds. Back to Alney. 1:36 to play. 52-37 Streaks. Gilderguy boys basketball coming up from Taylorville. 6:40 pregame. 7 o'clock tip. Brad Bunowitz and Jim Lee will have that as the Streaks take on Rochester in the first game of the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Top of the key. This is Stieber. Drives right side. Misses shot. Kelsey Legg with a rebound. She'll bring it across, gets it to Riley Jenkins. 1:14 to play. Now Chloe McCarthy out high left side, left wing to Kelsey Legg. Now top of the key, it's Deja. I don't know if Coach Anselm went the way he clapped. I think he wanted her to foul Deja, but she got rid of the ball too quick.
Right.
Andrea Sampson out high left side on the dribble. Streaks content to run a little bit of clock, look for a good shot.
Well, and the other thing is, if the only person they're going to foul is Deja, as long as she doesn't touch the ball, we should be able to just continue weaving this out top.
Riley Jenkins, right of the center, or left of the center circle. Now in the center circle, back to the left, gives to Chloe McCarthy. 40 seconds to play. Ball got knocked away by Stieber, and it's going to go back to the Streaks at midcourt. On the far side, it will be Kelsey Legg to inbound. 39.1 seconds to play. Backdoor pass, Andrea Sampson, right side, lays it up and in. Second time they've gotten that one done tonight.
Andrea
in double figures again with 11 points, and make it 54-37 Streaks with less than 30 seconds to play. Left wing, Dahl drives, now kicks out to Stieber. Three-pointer from Weiler, left wing is up and good. She's
that's
hit another one.
Four, Kenzie Weiler.
She's got a couple of them. And make it 54-40 with 11 seconds to play. Riley Jenkins down the left side, could have gone and laid it up, but pulled it out instead. Less than 10 seconds to play, now five. Riley Jenkins will dribble it out. 1 second to play, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks are 2-0 in the Mattoon Holiday Tournament as they defeat the Alney Tigers. Final score, Galesburg 54, Alney 40. I guess that means tomorrow morning we'll win, it was 64-40, 54-40. Tomorrow will it be 44-40 in the first game of the morning? We just dropped by 10 each time and hold them to 40. But the Streaks come out with the victory here this evening as they defeat the Alney Tigers, and the Streaks are now 10-5 on the season. Come back with our post-game show. We'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We'll run down our post-game stats and name our day's automatic crunch time player of the game. Streaks win it 54-40. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. That's 800-915-2644.
It's true. I do some of my best car shopping in the middle of the night. Put on my flannel jammies, grab a cup of cocoa, and start weighing my options. To clarify, I'm talking about GalesburgToyota.com. It's a great 24/7 resource to see everything we have on our lot. So when the sun comes up, you know exactly what you want to come test drive. And our market-based pricing makes our car buying experience as straightforward as possible. The price of each pre-owned vehicle is listed right on the website and right in the window. Haggle free. I'm GM Brian Penniman. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
the official WGIL forecast. Cloudy tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight, but wind gusts near 30 miles an hour at a low of 31. Cloudy tomorrow, a high of 38. Cloudy tomorrow night, a low of 23. For Saturday, partly sunny, cooler still, high 31. Sunny and 38 on Sunday, and then Monday, New Year's Eve, rain and snow likely, high 39. New Year's Day, partly sunny, only 22. Right now it's 51 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks win it here tonight, 54-40 the final score as they defeat the Olney Tigers. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach, a little bit tougher game here this evening. Starters played a whole lot more, but again, you guys did a good job. A little bit defensively, they pressured you a little bit more than you saw earlier today.
Oh, definitely. I mean, Olney is a good ball club, and you know, you saw we were fortunate they didn't shoot as well as they did at the end of the game, that they didn't do that earlier in the game, or it would have been a struggle, because they've got some kids that can play, that's for sure.
Well, one of the things that was nice to watch when you guys were on the offensive end against a pretty good defensive team was you were very, very patient, I thought, overall.
Right. I thought, you know, we executed offensively pretty well. We've set up some backdoor cuts that we got things. We got the ball into the posts off of some screen actions and stuff, and out of bounds plays we scored well. So we really, you know, offensively executed pretty well.
Yeah, and at some point, I mean, they pretty much played man-to-man. They briefly switched to a 2-3. You burned them immediately on that, and they switched back to the man-to-man. So they just really couldn't figure you guys out.
Yeah, it was. I mean, offensively, very good night for us. You know, I thought Riley was outstanding, you know, with the ball and handling it. And I don't know what our rebound totals were, but I thought as a team we did a good job controlling the boards.
You know, we've talked about Riley. She's one of those players. She's got those intangibles you can't teach, just that kind of that court awareness and when to go to the basket or when to pull it back, draw the defender, make the pass, or look, you know, for the roll on the pick and roll. I mean, she's one of those players that just has that knack for it.
Yeah, I mean, right now, you know, she's maybe not as strong with her right hand as she's going to be, but what she's so good with is change of speed stuff, that she ends up gets people up on their toes and then blows right by them. That outstanding. She sees the floor well. Of the, you know, really had a couple, should have had a couple more assists that unfortunately we didn't finish with.
You know, people are gonna say, well, gosh, they hit 9 threes in the first game, what happened this game? Well, it was a completely different kind of game. I mean, those weren't the looks you were getting this time, but you took advantage of the looks you got.
Right. They, you know, they defensively, they did a nice job that they were taking away any of our flex action, for sure.
Well, tomorrow morning, a 10 o'clock game, and you will see, who do you have tomorrow morning? We've got St. Anthony out of Effingham. I know they had at least a close game earlier today. They lost actually a fairly close game to Olney, so they played them pretty tough. So we'll see them tomorrow morning. So plan tonight, you go grab something to eat and go get back and get some rest.
Yeah, they're taking the team back, check into the hotel, and then they'll clean up and then go out and have a early supper and get back and go from there.
Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Okay, thank you.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show, brought to you again by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. We'll come back, run down our postgame stats and more. Streaks win. It's 54-40. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper, but now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you gotta pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedloveSports.com.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Back here at Mattoon High School, the Galesburg Silver Streaks with a victory in game two of the holiday tournament here as they defeated Olney by a final of 54-40. Our postgame stats are brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Streaks were led scoring-wise by Riley Jenkins. We talked about the job she did running the team. Also 16 points, 5 field goals, and 6 for 7 from the free throw line. Andrea Sampson with 11 points in double figures, in fact with 11 for the second consecutive game, this time with just 1 3-pointer and 4 2-pointers. At least a couple of those on nice backdoor plays, a nice pull-up jumper she made as well. 6 points for Deja Range on a couple of baskets, 2 for 7 from the free throw line. 6 points for Lauren Livingston off the bench with 3 baskets. 5 points for Chloe McCarthy on a 3 and a 2. 4 points for Kelsey Legg on a couple of baskets. 4 points for Lexi Tucker on a basket and 2 for 4 from the free throw line. And 2 points on a basket for Chelsea Stevenson. Streaks with just a couple of 3-pointers in this game. Again, completely different kind of game. That's not where they were getting the looks from. It's just 10 for 18 from the free throw line, though. They started off well from the free throw line, didn't finish so well from the line. For Olney, they had one player in double figures off the bench, Kenzie Weiler, who had 13 points, a couple of threes, a 2 and 5 for 6 from the free throw line, hit those 2 threes in the fourth quarter. In fact, all 3 of her baskets came in the fourth quarter. 9 points for Colleen Inyart. She had 8 of those in the first half on 4 baskets, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 6 points for Anna Blank on a couple of 3-pointers, 1 in the first quarter, 1 in the fourth quarter. 5 points for Haven Dahl on a 3 and a 2, 0 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Sarah Ingrid. I'm not sure if that was the last name. Ingrid, Ingram, something on a 3-pointer. 2 points for Paige Stieber on a basket. 2 points for Brittany Black on a basket, 0 for 1 from the line. Tara Hughes, 0 for 2 from the line. The Tigers were 6 of 13 for the free throw line. Not much better than the, or actually worse than the Streaks in that regard. They hit 6 3-pointers in the game.
Well, team stat-wise, turnovers, only turned the ball over 12 times. Streaks with another good game of controlling the basketball. Only 7 turnovers for the Silver Streaks. 33-24 was the Streaks' rebounding margin over Olney. Teams both had 8 offensive rebounds. Olney shot it 14 of 44 from the field, 6 of 15 from distance. And, you know, they were 1 of 7 in the first half, so 5 of 8 there at the end of the game.
Wow.
So they got pretty hot there from the 3-point range. Streaks shot it 21 of 45 from the field, including 2 of 7 from distance. Some stats in addition to the points Tom told you about. 7 rebounds for Deja Range, 3 steals. Lauren Livingston had 5 rebounds. Chloe McCarthy had 4 boards and 3 assists. Lexi Tucker had 4 rebounds, a steal, and a block. Andrea Sampson, 3 rebounds, 2 steals. Chelsea Stevenson, 2 rebounds. Riley Jenkins, a heck of a game. In addition to her 16 points, she had 11 assists, 2 steals, and 2 rebounds. And Kelsey Leggett, 3 assists and 2 rebounds.
Our postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Streaks went at 54-40. We'll come back and we will name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com. Proud bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights? And everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans. But the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
You could win as much as $500 cash by wearing the white WGIL button. Find out where to get one at WGIL.com.
Well, the Streaks win it here this evening. They defeat the Olney Tigers. Final score, Galesburg 54, Olney 40. So two games in a row, the Streaks have held their opponents to 40 points. And as Coach Patsy said, that's not a bad Olney team. They had some quickness, and they were presented a little bit different challenge than what we saw earlier today from Vandalia. But the Streaks, again, persevered. They took advantage of what was given to them on the offensive end and did a really nice job, and they come out with a victory. Time to name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Again, another one where a lot of people contributed. Andrea Sampson, 11 points, 3 rebounds, a couple of steals. Deja Rain, 6 points, 7 rebounds, 3 steals. Chloe McCarthy with her 5 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. 5 rebounds off the bench for Lauren Livingston, 4 for Lexi Tucker off the bench. But this young lady, it was a little bit of everything she did tonight, and a young player who we're seeing develop. And even Coach Massey just talked about the fact that, you know, not as strong as with her offhand as she's going to be, that being her right hand. But what an all-around game tonight. And when we look at the and what really reflects this in two games here, 9 turnovers in the first game, 7 turnovers in this game. So that is a really telling factor, especially for the person who's handling the ball most.
Yeah, and, you know, I just, it's just amazing sometimes watching her, this young lady play, because for how young she is to be able to have that kind of vision and that kind of understanding of the game. But, yeah, we're going to go with the sophomore Riley Jenkins, 16 points, 11 assists, 2 steals, 2 rebounds. And, you know, we couldn't say enough during the game, and obviously after the game, Coach Massey even talked about it, and she could have had at least 5 or 6 more assists.
Yeah,
I mean, there were a lot of point-blank layups missed off great passes she made. And, you know, that's one of those things where it is what it is, but you always look at the game, and is she making, as the point guard, is she setting her teammates up? And she definitely did that today, and as she has most of the season.
Yeah, you don't, you know, as a young player especially, sometimes you don't know where is that line. It's okay, I'm going to penetrate, and when do I dump it off? When do I take the shot? Or that recognition of I start to penetrate, and where's the opening? And Coach Massey talked about it. We talked about it during the game, kind of that hesitation dribble she does, and she just understands the game. And again, that's something you can't teach. And, you know, making the pass on the pick and roll, or the fade, or the give and go, whatever it is. And she's just a young lady with a bright future ahead of her.
Yeah, and the hesitation dribble, something that's becoming more and more popular in basketball, but, you know, it's always been there.
Right.
It's been underutilized because, you know, oftentimes what happens is offensive players don't realize how difficult it is for a defender to stay with you when you slow
right.
down and then speed back up, because
yeah.
they don't know when that speed up is coming. It's like NFL receiver going in and out of cuts. If the defensive player doesn't know where the cut's coming, it's tough for them to stay with them.
Yeah, so as the defender slowing down, you're speeding back up, and they're like, whoa, and you're gone by that time,
right.
by the time they realize it. And, well, the other thing that makes it easier now is the fact that you can carry the ball now.
Right, yeah.
the fact is you can catch the ball with your hand under it. They don't call that, but that's not something Riley does, though, but that is something that makes it, I think, a little more utilized today than it has been in the past. So Riley Jenkins is our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Autobody, you better call Dave's. Well, Galesburg High boys basketball is going to be coming up in a little less than an hour for the pregame, right, depending on how they're running over at Taylorville. 7 o'clock scheduled tip-offs for the pregame at 6:40 with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee, and they will pick things up there. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning during Galesburg's morning news from our Holiday Inn Express down here, and we'll go to about, till about 8:30, then Brad and Jim will take over with the pregame for the 9 o'clock boys game against Dunlap tomorrow morning. So they'll do a half-hour pregame, and it's first game of the day, so it'll be a hard 9 o'clock start for that one. Then the girls will play tomorrow morning against Effingham St. Anthony. They're actually getting ready to play this game against Vandalia, the next game here. So we'll get a little bit of a look at them as we get things torn down here afterwards. But that'll be a 10 o'clock game. Again, the girls game tomorrow morning will be on 92.7 FM, The Laser. The boys will be here on WGIL. The girls' game will be on 92.7 FM, The Laser, tomorrow morning. So I know Brad will remind you of that when they get on the air and whatnot. So again, we'll be on The Laser tomorrow morning for the 10 o'clock girls' game, about 9:40 for the pregame. So, yeah, good one. Good start to the tournament down here. A couple of good games, and This is what we do when we come here,
right?
You know, it's fun to watch the Streaks play down here because they come down here and play some pretty good basketball, and they're off to a good start here again today. It looks like at this point, maybe it'll be a Streaks Altamont showdown. We'll see. Altamont, we haven't seen them play yet, but they've had victories by pretty. Well, not so such a substantial margin in the first game, but a good win in the first one, and then a substantial victory in the second game. I was at against Salem, 68-22. Their first game, they beat the host Mattoon, 55-44. So looks like Altamont may be the team in the other pool to beat here at Mattoon. Well, that is going to wrap it up. Again, the Streaks won at 54-40. Riley Jenkins, our Day's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation, and they've got their end-of-year clearance going on right now. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Thanks to our studio engineer once again, Will Stevenson. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Erta saying good evening from Mattoon.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.